welcome to Tuesday Night Basketball here on KMEM. It's Kirksville at Clark County. We've got the girls' game first, and it's being brought to you by these fine Clark County sponsors, and they include Andy's Maytag and Appliance in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia, C&R Supermarkets in Cahokia, and Edina, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri. They've got branches in Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City. The Hometown Journal Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, with branches in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahokia. The Media Weekly Newspaper, Cahokia State Bank, Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Wilson Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia, and the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton. It's 6:01. You're listening to KMEM Sports. Current temperature 28. Let's take you down to Cahokia, Missouri for tonight's play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Thank you, Dave, and welcome everybody to Clark County High School. As Dave said, it is the Kirksville Lady Tigers and Tigers and the Clark County Indians. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four of the Kirksville Ladies, it'll be Ellie Porter. She's a 5'6 guard. Jada Jackson, 5'6, a guard. Corrine Voorkink, 5'11, forward, senior. Jenna Jackson, 5'9, a senior. And Megan Pike, 5'10, a senior. Ellie Porter, a freshman. And Jada Jackson, a sophomore. So it'll be Ellie Porter, Jada Jackson, Corrine Voorkink, Jenna Jackson, and Megan Pike. And the Lady Tigers are 2-1 as the lights go out. And it's time for the introduction of the Clark County Lady Indians. And I can just about, I think, get them in the dark. But I'll wait just to make sure. As the crowd, the Clark County fans, in a way, on their feet. It's going to be Hope Ross. That's exactly who I thought. If Hope comes out, as she'll make half a lap, high five all the students on the front row. And Allie Fox will come out. Then Delana Hess. Delana Hess comes out. She's a guard. Then Alexis Ellison will come out. And the final Lady Indian starter will be Allie Hayden. So Allie Hayden comes out. The rest of the team will have their group hug right in the center circle, right under the spotlight. The lights will come back on, and I'll tell you, they've got Hope Ross. Somebody tell me. And I'm sure they will, or I could probably ask somebody. Got Hope Ross listed a junior. I thought she was a senior. Until somebody tells me different, I'm going to go with the program. Programs are never wrong. Ha-ha. So, anyway, it'll be Hope Ross, a junior. Allie Fox, a junior. Delana Hess, a senior. Alexis Ellison, a senior. And Allie Hayden, a senior. So, we're set to play basketball from Clark County High School. As Ellie Porter, Jada Jackson, Corrine Voorkink, Jenna Jackson, and Megan Price, or Pike, rather. Hope Ross, Allie Fox, Delana Hess, Alexis Ellison, and Allie Hayden. So Alexis Ellison will jump center against Voorkink, and Ellison got the rebound. Gets it to Delana Hess. Now to Ellison, just throws one up, and it goes down. As she was hit, flying through the air, threw it up. Now it's Porter with the basketball for the Lady Tigers. Porter at the top of the key, gives the ball to Jada Jackson on the right wing. Now they go to Jenna Jackson, to Jada Jackson, to Porter to the left wing. Porter drives in to three Lady Indians and walked with them. So now Kirksville's going to throw on a full court press. As Hess will get it in to Allie Fox. Fox will take it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. But you do the foul, and the foul's going to be on Jenna Jackson. So Jenna Jackson will pick up the foul. That's her first. And the first team foul against Kirksville. So Jackson has her first. Get my bookkeeping straight. And Delana Hess will inbound underneath her own basket. Hess will look for somebody. Finds Ellison. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And high for the rebound goes Megan Pike. As Pike will give it to Porter. Porter brings it across the timeline to the left wing. Now hands the ball off to Jenna Jackson. Gets it to Jada Jackson on the left wing. Jenna on the left wing. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And Allie Hayden off of the rebound. As Hayden gives it to Alexis Ellison. And Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Finds Fox on the left wing. Free throw line extended beyond the arc. Now pops Ross top of the key. Now Ellison out of the left corner for three. No good. And Voorkink comes off with the rebound. As Voorkink will bring the ball across the timeline. Takes it to the right wing. Gets it down into the right corner. That was Jada Jackson to Jenna Jackson. Now three-pointer on the way. Bullseye by Ellie Porter. So Porter hits the three, and it's 3-2. Kirksville to lead. Pressure again by the Lady Tigers. Allie Fox will bring it across the timeline. As Fox steps in, puts up the shot, tried to get it over Voorkink. Can't do that. And Porter comes out with the rebound. Stops, pops, and 15. No good. The rebound. Pike puts it up and in. Megan Pike has 2 points. And it's 5-2. Kirksville is the lead. Alexis Ellison brings it across the timeline. As Ellison backs off between the two circles. She's guarded by Jada Jackson. Man-to-man defense by Kirksville. Hope Ross drives the baseline. Lays it up and got it. 2 points for Hope Ross. 5-4. Now pressure by Clark County. Jada Jackson has it on the right wing. Now the right side of the circle. Bad pass. Knocked away. Picked up by Allie Fox. And here come the Lady Indians. As Fox across the timeline to Hess. Takes it to the dotted line. Falls down, but picks it, gets it to Ellison for three. Bullseye! Alexis Ellison with 5 points, and now Kirksville wants a timeout. 5:18 left to play in the first quarter. It's Clark County 7, Kirksville 5, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
Back at Clark County High School, pressure by the Lady Indians. They get it in to Jenna Jackson, now to Porter, across the timeline to Jada Jackson on the right wing inside the arc, gets it inside to Voorkink. Now Porter takes it right down the paint, lays it up and in. Ellie Porter with 5 points. Clark County with the basketball. We're tied at 7, just the start of this one. Allie Hayden gives it to Ross in the right corner. Ross guarded by Voorkink. Now Hayden will try a 15-footer off glass. No good. And Voorkink off with a rebound. And she trips over Allie Hayden. And the foul is going to be on Allie. So Allie Hayden picks up her first foul. Back in, as into the ball game comes Channing Tata. And Jada Jackson will check out. So Tata in, Jada Jackson out. As Porter will bring it across the timeline. Porter picked up by Ellison, out pops Voorkink, top of the key, bounce pass underneath to Pike, lays it up, missed it. Voorkink with a rebound, Pike gets it back. And now Jackson, dribble drive off the left wing, underneath the wide open Corrine Voorkink. It goes down, it counts, and she's fouled. And the foul is going to be on Hope Ross. So Ross picks up her first foul. First two for Corrine Voorkink. She'll be at the line to try to complete the three-point play. Shots on the way and got it. 3 points for Voorkink. It's 10-7. Kirksville with the lead. Clark County with basketball. As Delana Hess brings it across the timeline. Hess gives the ball to Hayden on the left wing beyond the arc. Looks for somebody. Now skips to the right wing to Hess. Hess dribbles down toward the baseline and dribbles off her foot, kicks it out of bounds. It'll be Kirksville basketball. And in the ball game, Jersey Herbst will check in, and checking out is Pike. So Porter gives it to Tata, and Tata dribbles between the two circles. Now Porter from the left wing skips it to the right wing to Corey. Vorkink drives the baseline, puts it up and in. Strong move for Vorkink. She has five. Here comes Alexis Ellison down the far sideline and stepped on the sideline. So turnover, Clark County, 3:42 left to play in the first quarter, and now Clark County wants a timeout. 3:42 left to play in the first quarter. Kirksville 12 and Clark County 7. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
When you try to do too many things at once, you're likely not to do any of them well. At Wiffles Hybrids, they're completely focused on talent developing, producing, and marketing the very best seed corn on the planet. It's an act they've been polishing for over 70 years right here in the heart of the Corn Belt. Wiffles Hybrids, one thing done right. For more information, contact Buford Seed Solutions at 660-341-5305 or visit wiffles.com.
3:42 left to play in the first quarter. Girls game, Kirksville leading Clark County 12-7. Kirksville with the basketball is Porter. Well, Vanessa Binsbacher was still on the floor. And so they had to call a dead ball. Now they're going to put probably 5 seconds back on the clock. Or wait. Once they inbound, count all 5 seconds. Well, maybe not. So across the timeline comes Porter. Porter gives it to Jackson on the left wing. Jackson ball high above her head. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. As Porter has it on the right wing. Porter looks for somebody, finds Vorkink. Cut off on the right baseline by Allie Hayden. Now it's a jump ball, alternated possession, stays with Kirksville. So I can't see from the student section, but they'll inbound in the right corner. It looks like, and I'm trying to see who wasn't there, but Porter. With the basketball, fans out between the two circles now. Tata to the right side of the circle, gives it to Herbst. Herbst gets 6-4 kink in the right corner. Kicks it to Tata, to Jackson on the left wing. Gets it to Herbst, now three-pointer on the way. Bullseye by Porter out of the right corner. And for Porter, that is 8. Pressure again by Kirksville. Inbounds pass comes to Hess. Hess falls down. And she's tied up, jump ball, out of the possession, stays with Clark County. Miss Emma Ross will check in. And who's going to check out? As now Porter checks out. Also, Jenna Jackson checks out. Jada Jackson checks back in. Here comes Alexis Ellison. Ellison, a double team, gets it to Hess. That flash, got it. 2 points, Delana Hess makes it 15-9. As they get the ball ahead to Natalie Pig. Pig gets it inside to Vorkink, out from the corner to Tata. Now J.D. Jack on the left wing, to Pig on the left wing, to Hirsch at the top of the key. Pig has it on the right wing. A whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Delana Hess. So Hess picks up the foul. That's her first. And a third team foul against Clark County. As Kirksville inbounds underneath their own basket to Vorkink. And Vorkink had the ball taken away by Allie Fox. To Allie Hayden. Now Alexis Ellison fans out on the left wing. And she's guarded by Pig. Give us to Fox. Fox to the top of the key. Kicks it out to Hope Ross on the right wing. Now Allie Hayden from 15. No good. Tried to get her own rebound, and Vorkink to the basketball. Vorkink leads the way. Bounce pass to Herbst. No good. Vorkink's put back. No good. And Hope Ross comes off with the rebound. To Alexis Ellison. Ellison brings it across the timeline. Kicks it down to the right corner to Hess. Hess under the basket, tries a reverse layup, no good. And off of the rebound is Channing Tata. Tata to Vorkink. Vorkink missed another wide-open layup. And off of the rebound comes Delana Hess. And I think Herbst is the one that picks up the foul. No, it's going to be Vorkink. So the scoreboard says Vorkink has two. Well, I've got it from none, but we'll go two. As Alexis Ellison with the basketball. Across the timeline to Allie Hayden on the deep left wing. Skips to the deep right wing to Hess. Hess will dribble to the right wing. Hands it off to Olivia Miller on the right wing. Miller looks for somebody. Out pops Ellison between the two circles. Ellison tried to give it to Allie Hayden. Threw it over her head. Stolen away by Herbst. Now bad pass by Herbst and stolen back by Hess. As Hess will bring across the timeline to Allie Fox on the left wing. Skip to the right wing to Ellison for three. On the way, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds and last touch by Kirksville. That's Megan Pike back in the game for the Lady Tigers. 39 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Alexis Ellison from downtown Bullseye. 8 points, Alexis Ellison. 15-12. Kirksville with the lead as Tata gets the ball to Pike. Now Hurts down the left lane, out of the left corner. Shot put up, no good. Rebound tipped around and out with against Tata. They call a jump ball between her and Miller. And alternating possession comes back to Clark County. 15-12, Kirksville with the lead. 17 seconds left to play in the first quarter. And it's Hess. We'll get it in to Ellison. Ellison guarded by Jada Jackson. Had the ball flipped away from behind, but Ellison picks it up in the left corner. Hess at the top of the key. Gives it to Fox. And Fox walked with it. Took a little stutter step. And she walked with it. So full court pressure by Clark County. 3 seconds left. As Jackson gives it to Pike. Pike just throws one in the general direction of her basket. No good. That's the end of the first quarter with the score. Kirksville 15 and Clark County 12. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows level off around 22 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 40 tomorrow, clear skies and quiet. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 27. Turning much warmer Thursday and Friday with highs for the mid-50s to the low 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 25.
Alcohol and driving don't mix. Preliminary statistics for 2020 indicate 10 people died and 274 were injured in traffic crashes where underage people chose to drink and drive. In addition to facing the results of the traffic crash, they were drinking, a bad choice at an age, and an illegal choice in these cases. Never drink under the age of 21. Never drink and drive. Obey the laws regarding alcohol. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. As we start the second quarter, 15-12, Kirksville with the lead, and they'll have the basketball as Herbst. The student section all comes to their feet, so that means we can't see anything in the right-hand corner. Now, Danessa Binsbacher going to talk things over, and I don't know whether she's talking about the clock or whether Hope Ross had not checked in. So evidently Hope Ross hadn't checked in. Still, Olivia Miller will start as Herbst gets the ball in to Jada Jackson. Now Pig has it on the right wing, had the ball slapped out of her hand, and then it goes out of bounds. She touched it. Now Hope Ross will check in. So full court pressure by Kirksville. S hands the ball in to Ellison. As Ellison draws a double team, she gets across the timeline to Allie Hayden. Now Hess. And Hess carried the basketball as she went across the lane. So turnover Clark County. Herbst will inbound. to Jada Jackson across the timeline to Pig, now Herbst at the top of the key, to Tata on the left wing. In the left corner, it goes to Pig. She gets it inside. Now she'll take a three, bullseye. Natalie Pig with three. 18-12, Kirksville with the lead. Allie Fox in the backcourt to Alexis Ellison, and Ellison will bring it across the timeline, finds Hess on the right wing. Hess around Pig, try to dump it off to Hayden, and it's stolen away by Tata. Ahead to Herbst, puts it up, got it. Jersey Herbst with 2 points. Makes it 20-12. Ellison will take it right to the hoop, lays it up, missed the layup. And Pike comes off the rebound to Jackson. And Jackson in the double team gives it to Tata on the left wing. In the left corner to Jackson, to Pike. Now back to Jackson. Three on the way. No good by Natalie Pig. And off the rebound to Elena Hess. And Hess will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Ellison in the center circle. Now Hayden takes it down the right lane. Tried to put up a shot. It was goes out of bounds, blocked by Megan Pike. As Miller will check back in for Clark County. Also, Porter and Jenna Jackson will check in for Kirksville. So, well, Pike checks out, and into the ball game comes Lauren Fortney. So, Olivia Miller inbounds on the left wing to Alexis Ellison. Ellison will try a three. This one a little bit short, and Fortney comes off with the rebound. Now Fortney makes a bad pass, taken away by Hess. Gives it to Ellison. Ellison puts it up, missed it, and Hope Ross came off with the rebound, and she drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Channing Tata. So Tata picks up her first foul. That's the second team foul against Kirksville's Hope Ross. Was trying to go back up. No good on the first free throw. As Ross with 2 points, looking for three. 6:04 left to play in the first half. Hope Ross, second free throw. Missed them both. And off the rebound comes Tata. Tata gives it to Herbst. And Herbst takes it to the right wing. Back to Tata between the two circles. As Tata guarded by Hess. Tata still top of the key to Jenna Jackson on the left wing. To Fortney at the top of the key. They give it to Porter. Now down the lane goes Fortney. Down the right lane, missed the layup. And Hess off the rebound. Gives it to Allie Fox inside. To Hope Rass puts it up and got it. Nice play by the whole Clark County Lady Indian team. That's 4 points for Allie Fox, 20-14. Kirksville the lead. As now Kirksville, that's Jenna Jackson. Dribble drive off the left wing, stopped, popped the 10-footer, missed it, rebound went out of bounds. It'll be Hess trying to get it in. Hess gets it in to Fox. Fox guarded by Herbst. Now the ball's loose, picked up by Hess. And Ben, Coach Binsbacher wants a timeout. 5:14 left to play in the first half. Kirksville 20 and Clark County 14 back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
We have some cool deals chilling at C&R Markets this week with Hickory Country Bacon, only $3.99 a pound. Fresh, never frozen, boneless, skinless chicken breasts, $2.79 a pound. Center cut bone-in pork loin roast, $1.29 a pound. Uncle Ray's potato chips, two for $5. And check out our C&R digital coupons on board and cheeses for some great savings. And for the best deals around, check out Best Choice at CNR. From everyone at CNR Markets, be safe, be blessed, and we hope to see you soon at CNR.
5:14 left to play in the first half. 6-point Kirksville lead, Clark County the basketball, as Ellison will take it right to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, and Fortney off the rebound. Fortney gets the ball to Tata, now to Porter. Porter brings it across the timeline. Porter takes it down the right lane, lays, scoops up a shot, no good. Rebound Herbst. Hands it out in the corner for three, bullseye. That was Jenna Jackson. So Jenna Jackson has three, and it's 23-14. as Allie Hayden will check back in. Also, Aaron Bash will check in for Clark County. And out will go Miller and Fox. So Kirksville with the basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. Porter to inbound. To Herbst on the left wing. In the left corner to Porter. Porter drives the baseline, puts the shot up, missed it. And Aaron Bash off the rebound to Ellison. Ellison takes it to the hoop, lays it up, it goes down, it counts, and she fouls. 10 points, Alexis Ellison. And I think Herbst is the one to pick up the foul. She did. So Jersey Herbst picks up her first foul as Ellison at the line to try to complete the three-point play. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 11 points for Alexis Ellison. 23-17. Long pass down the floor to Jenna Jackson. Now she kicks back out between the two circles to Porter, to Herbst. Now Jackson will try another three off the left wing. No good. And the rebound gets around and out. Out of the pass comes to Bash. Bash has the ball rolled over. And once she rolled over, she walked with it. So Kirksville will get it back with 4:13 left to play in the first half. Herbst will inbound to Porter. It's Ellie Porter brings it across the timeline. Porter gives it to Jackson on the left wing. In the left corner, they go to Fortney. Now Porter has it on the right wing. Skips to the left wing to Jackson. She'll try another three. No good. And Hope Ross off the rebound and lost the, had the ball stripped away. But then his loose ball is picked up by Hess, gets it to Ellison. As Ellison takes it down the left wing, tried to put up a shot, missed it. But the loose ball is taken by Allie Hayden on the left wing. Hayden gets the ball over to Hess. Hess on the right wing. Dribbles into a double team. She's tied up. And automation will stay with Clark County. As now Fortney will check out for Kirksville, also Herbst checks out. Ward Kink checks back in, and Megan Pike checks back in. So Hess underneath her own basket gets it out to Alexis Ellison. Back to Hess on the right corner. Inside Allie Hayden. Hess on the right wing. Free throw line. He goes to Bash. Bash will put up a shot. Missed it. And off the rebound, Ward Kink had the ball slapped away. Picked up by Ellison. Ellison goes to the hoop. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And Warkink off the rebound. Gives it to Porter. Porter across the timeline in a hurry. To the left corner, it goes to Jackson for three. No good. Hope Frost gets the rebound. Gets it out to Hess. He'll come the other way. Delana Hess cut off on the baseline by Jenna Jackson, and then she stepped on the sideline. As Abby Plange will check in, and Alexis Ellison will set down. 2:56 left to play in the first quarter, or first half, rather. Porter brings it across the timeline to Jackson on the deep left wing. Two skips to the right wing to Porter for three. On the way, no good. And Bash came off with the rebound. She went to the floor, and she's tied up by Jackson. Alternating position stays with Kirksville. As Porter will inbound underneath her own basket. Porter gets it in to Jenna Jackson. Jackson on the deep left wing to Porter at the top of the key. Out pops Warkink on the left wing in the left corner to Jackson. She drives the baseline, puts up the shot, no good. And Megan Pike comes off the rebound, saves it in bounds. She's picked up by Bash, tried to get it to Jackson. And ball's tipped by Hayden. Then it goes off Jackson's fingertips. It'll be Clark County basketball. As Delana Hess will inbound, pressure again by the Lady Tigers. They tried to get the ball in, but it's taken away by Porter. Porter goes down the right lane, scoops up a shot, missed it. And the foul is going to be on Delana Hess. So Hess picks up her second foul. 15 foul against Clark County. And Porter at the line has 8 points, looking for nine. Shots up, got it. 9 points for L.A. Porter. Now Alexis Ellison will check back in, and Aaron Bash will check out. 2:19 left to play in the first half. Porter's second shot, got it. 10 points for Ellie Porter. Frazier as the inbounds pass comes to Ellison. Ellison will take it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 13 points for Alexis Ellison. Ahead it goes to Tata across the dotted line to Pike in the left corner. Now Jackson in the left corner to Tata for three. Bullseye! Jamming Tata has her first points of the game. The 3 points, and now inbound pass comes to Hess, and Hess gives it off her foot, kicks it out of bounds. Well, she must have had some help because it's still Clark County's basketball. As Hess will inbound in front of the scorer's table. Hess gets it to Ellison in the right corner. Ellison inside. It goes to Hayden. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And Voorkink off of the rebound. The Porter. No, that's Tata. Tata will get it on the baseline. The Pike puts up the shot to Tam. Got it. Megan Pike with 4 points. Here comes Ellison in a hurry. Stops, pops, off glass, missed it. Rebound tipped around. Kirksville has a 2-on-1 fast break. Ahead to Jackson. Stopped, off glass, got it. That's 5 points for Jenna Jackson. 32-19, 1:10 left to play in the ball game of the first half, and then Hess takes it all the way, coast to coast, off glass, and got it. She has four. So Porter against Frazier. Gets it across the timeline to the left wing to Jenna Jackson. As Jackson gives it back to Porter between the two circles. Porter to Jackson. As Jackson stops, pops, and can. No good. And rebound tipped around, and out with it comes Allie Hayden. Gives it to Ellison. As Ellison will walk the ball across the timeline for Clark County. Ellison between the two circles, gives it to Hess on the right wing, out to Hayden between the two circles. Now back to Ellison in the right corner. Ellison looks for somebody, drives the baseline, reverse layup, got it. Alexis Ellison with 15 points. 32-23, Kirksville with the lead. Jackson for three, bullseye off the left wing. Jenna Jackson with eight. Inbound pass to Plinge. Gives it back to Ellison. Ellison throws it up from midcourt and hits the top of the backboard, and that's into the first half with the score. Kirksville 35, Clark County 23. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
It's time to clear away winter's cobwebs and welcome the warm days of spring. For those home improvements that need to be made today, Exchange Bank and Northeast Missouri's home improvement loans are the answer. We can help you replace an old roof, finish the basement, or renovate the kitchen, all with competitive rates. Stop by Exchange Bank today in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland, and ask to speak with one of our experienced and professional loan officers. We'll have you enjoying that new kitchen in no time. Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand that life can be hectic. That's why we've made banking so convenient for you. With our online banking service, you can check your balance, view recent transactions, and even pay bills, all at the click of a mouse. And with our mobile app, you can do the same, on your phone, anytime, any place. Come into any of our three locations and we can help get you started. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When we walk, when we reach, when we play, we're moving through life. But an estimated 80% of Americans aren't getting their recommended daily amount of physical activity. It's time to move and keep moving, America. And when you need help, physical therapists and physical therapist assistants are by your side. Because we are meant to climb, to dance, to soar, to thrive. Choose to move. Choose physical therapy. Visit choosept.com.
Welcome back, everybody, Clark County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Clark County Lady Indian Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of the girls' game, and Kirksville leading Clark County 35-23. Taking a look at the first half scoring, first four Kirksville, Ellie Porter with 10 points, Channing Tata with three, Jerry Herbst with 2 points, Corrine Vorkink with five, Natalie Pig with three, Jenna Jackson with eight, and Megan Pike with 4 points. For Clark County, Hope Ross with four, Delana Hess with four, and Alexis Ellison with 15. Kirksville led 15-12 after one quarter, and I've got to do some quick math as Kirksville has outscored Clark County 20-11 in the second quarter, and Kirksville leads here at halftime 35-23. Back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
My husband is a wonderful man. He's a great father, funny and loving when he's not drinking. When he drinks, he becomes a complete stranger, angry and mean, not the man I fell in love with. I've become really good at pretending everything's okay for the kids' sake, but it's taking a toll on me. I'm so angry that my husband chooses alcohol over us. If he really loved us, he'd stop drinking, right? My counselor suggested I try Al-Anon family groups. At first, I didn't understand why she wanted me to go. I'm not the one with the problem, but I'm glad I went. I heard people's stories, and they sound exactly like mine. I knew I was in the right place. Do you worry about how much someone drinks? You are not alone. Al-Anon or Alateen can help. For more information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in eight Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. Again, we're at halftime of the girls' game, and it's Kirksville leading Clark County 35-23. And coming up next, of course, it's the boys' turn, Clark County and Kirksville. And tomorrow night, more basketball for you on KMEM. It'll all be at Schuyler County High School, Schuyler County and Novinger. Then we're going to take Thursday off, give you guys a break, catch our breath again, take a deep breath, and then Friday night, I'll be at Scotland County High School. Scotland County will host Putnam County. So that's what's going to happen for the rest of the week. And then next week, four more games for you. On Monday night, it'll be Highland at Scotland County on the 13th. On the 14th, Gallatin, that's Tuesday, Gallatin at Putnam County. Then we'll take Wednesday off, come back on Thursday. West Grand will be at Knox County. And then Harrisburg at Scotland County. That's a week from Friday. Then we take the break for Christmas and come back going strong for the Highland Tournament. That'll feature Clark County, Scotland County, and Knox County all week long. That starts off the new year. It starts January 3rd through the 8th. So all that week we'll have the Highland Tournament. Again, that'll be Clark, Scotland, and Knox. And then the week after that, Schuyler at North Shelby, Atlanta at Schuyler, and it goes on and on and on right up through the middle of February, because this year the Class 1, 2, and 3 districts are early. They were late last year. They're early this year. So we'll have basketball for you next week to finish out December, then all of January and half of February with the Highland Tournament, the North Shelby Tournament. This year we're going to cover Schuyler County and Putnam County at the La Plata Tournament. So a lot of tournaments to go, a lot of basketball to go. Hope you just stay with us. Keep your radio tuned at 100.5 and just go along with us for the ride. Because I can see us, Dave, and we've only done it three or four times, but I can see us doing over 100 ball games this year on KMEM. 35-23, Kirksville up by 12. We're at halftime, back with the third quarter in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Warmer weather is just what the doctor ordered. A day on the lake is a perfect way to wash away those winter blues. As you head out to Missouri's waterways, remember to take the important things with you. Your boater safety card is required if you were born after January 1, 1984. Personal flotation devices like life jackets are a must, and sunscreen is smart. Remember to take your courtesy with you and be considerate with your wake. Have fun, and we'll see you on the water. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol and KMEM.
A veteran's hope. Where are you hiding? I search for you in the seconds, the minutes of each and every day. Hear me as I call out to you. Take my hand. Lift me up as I lift up others. Welcome me home, Father, Mother, Sister, Brother, Son, Daughter. Hear us now. Alone we stood, divided we fell. No longer. Now we choose to make the connection. Our new mission lies within. Visit maketheconnection.net to learn more.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow The Media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
In many countries around the world, medical care is scarce. From birth defects to serious injuries and illnesses, countless millions have no access to safe surgery. Mercy Ships is there to help. With a team of volunteer professionals, nurses, surgeons, utilizing state-of-the-art hospital ships, Mercy Ships provides free surgeries for the thousands of those who are waiting for surgery at each port.
Mercy Ships is bringing services to countries that would otherwise never be able to access those services.
We just see people that need help. You realize that they have no way of getting help, and I want them to know that they're loved.
Help make a lasting impact and turn someone's fear to joy. Find out how you can help by visiting our website at mercyships.org for more information. That's mercyships.org.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School as we start the third quarter of the girls' game and a 12-point Kirksville lead. Kirksville will have the basketball to start the second half as Corrine Voorkink will inbound, gets it to Porter in the backcourt. Clark County comes out in a 2-3 zone. They find Jackson on the left wing. That's Jenna Jackson. Pike between the two circles. Now Jada Jackson on the right wing. Jada gives it out to Voorkink at the top of the key. Inside to Pike. Turns off glass. No good. Voorkink with the rebound. And she's tied up. All the negativization. Comes back to Clark County. Nice defense by the Lady Tigers. Pressure by Kirksville. Inbounds pass comes to Fox. Gets it ahead to Alexis Ellison. Stops, pops at 15, no good. As pass gets a rebound, tried to get it to Ellison. Stolen away by Porter. Porter waits for help, gets it inside to Voorkink. Off glass, got it. Corrine Voorkink with 7 points. 14-point Kirksville lead, 37-23. Alexis Ellison across the timeline to Ross on the right side of the circle. Now Allie Fox to the hoop. Lays it off last, missed it. Moore King for the rebound. She'll bring it down the far sideline. She kicks to Jenna Jackson between the two circles. Now Porter on the left wing, skips to the right wing to Jada Jackson. Inside, double team, Vorkink on the right block. To Pike, top of the key. Jada Jackson for three. Airballed it. And outward becomes Hope Ross. As Ross would give it to Ellison. Ellison brings it across the timeline between the two circles. And she finds Allie Hayden. Now, three-pointer, bullseye. Alexis Ellison with 18. 18 points for Alexis Ellison. They get it inside to Pike. Turn, puts up a little five-footer off the left block. No good, as Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Ellison gives it to Hess. Hess tried to run her, and Pike knocked it away, and out with it comes Vorkink. Jada Jackson, dribble drive off the right wing and walked with it. As Olivia Miller will check in for Clark County, and Allie Fox checks out. Pressure by the Lady Indwell. Pressure by Kirksville. Ellison in a hurry. Ellison dumps it down low to Hope Ross. Picks up the shot. Missed it, but she's hammered by Colleen Vorkink. That'll be the second foul on Vorkink. Well, now the scoreboard says two. How many fouls you got for Vorkink? Well, I'm going to say two, as Hope Ross, first shot, no good. Well, scoreboard says three, and they're going to set her down. Maybe that is three. Oh, so I'm going to go with the scoreboard. It's Hope Ross, second free throw on the way. No good. And Pike comes off with the rebound. Gives the ball out. Terhurst back in the ball game. Now Porter. Order between the two circles to Jenna Jackson on the left wing, ball high above her head. Dribble across the free throw line, kicks off to Jada Jackson on the right wing. Gets it inside the Pike on the right lane. Out to Herbs, hit her in the right in the foot, and loose ball picked up by Ellison. Ellison to the right wing, looks for somebody to throw two bounce pass to Ross, picks up the shot, missed it. That good foul, and I think the foul's going to be on Porter. It will be. So Allie Porter picks up her first foul. Well, send Hope Ross back to the line again. She has four, looking for five. She made that one 5 points for Hope Ross. It's now Jada Jackson checks out, and Channing Tata checks back in for the Lady Tigers. Lost a second free throw, no good, in and out, and Megan Pike off the rebound. To Porter. As Porter across the timeline to the top of the key. Finds Jackson on the left wing. Now Tata on the right wing. Tata gives the ball to Jackson out of the right corner with an air ball. Out with it comes Hope Ross to Alexis Ellison. Ellison across the timeline to the top of the key. Picked up by Tata. Dribbles to the right wing. Bounce pass to Ross. Top of the key. Flips it down in the corner to Hess, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Megan Pike, I think. Yep, Megan Pike does pick up the foul. That's her first. As Hess will get it in to Hope Ross. Hope takes it to the hoop and walks with it. So a travel on Hope Ross. 10-point, Kirksville lead, 37-27. 4:58 left to play in the third quarter. Half-court pass to Pike. Gives it to Jenna Jackson on the left wing. To Herbst down to the right wing. It goes to Porter. Dribbles out between the two circles to Tata on the right wing. Tata between the two circles to Jackson. To the left wing to Porter. Porter in the left corner to Tata. They turn to Herbst. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And now with the rebound, Olivia Miller. Miller gives it to Alexis Ellison. Ellison backs out on the right wing. Now to the free throw line. To Miller, right back to Ellison. Ellison has it between the two circles, guarded by Hertz. Gives it to Hess on the left wing. And the lane couldn't hang on to it. It goes out of bounds. as Delana Hess will check out. Olivia Miller and Allie Fox both check back in. So here comes Porter across the timeline. To Jackson on the deep left wing. Ball high above her head. Skips the ball to Tata. Tata thought about the three, didn't take it. Gets it to Hertz between the two circles. Jackson in the right corner on the right wing. Tata. Tata dribbled it off her foot, but picks the loose ball up to Porter. Porter stops, pops, and can off the baseline. Got it. 12 points for Allie Potter. 12 points. Kirksville lead. Here comes Ellison with the basketball. She brings it down to the near sideline on the right wing. Brings it out to Allie Fox, top of the key for three. No good, but the rebound. Miller would like to put it back up. Threw the foul, missed the shot. As the foul's going to be on Channing Tata. So Tata picks up her second personal foul. Olivia Miller, first free throw up, and off the heel of the rim, no good. 39-27 as Miller looks for her first points of the ball game. Back in the ball game comes Natalie Pig, and Jenna Jackson will set down. So Miller, second free throw on the way, off the heel of the rim, no good. And Herbst off the rebound. Herbst gives the ball to Porter. Now Pig for three, bullseye. Natalie Pig with her second three of the ball game. She has six, and it's 42-27. Ellison behind the back dribble across the timeline to the top of the key to Miller on the left wing. Now Fox out of the left lane. Miller out of the left corner for three, airballed it. And out with the loose ball comes Herbst. Herbst gets the ball to Pig on the left wing. Kicks the ball out to Potter between Porter between the two circles. Now Tata for three. Bullseye. Channing Tata has her second three. She has six. And here comes Allie Fox. Takes it to the hoop. Plays it up. No good. Long pass down the floor to Herbst. As Alexis Ellison knocked the ball out of her hands, but she's also going to pick up the foul. So Alexis has her first foul of the ball game. First team foul against Clark County. And all of a sudden, it was a 10-point ball game. And now an 8-0 run by Kirksville. And it's an 18-point ball game. Inbounds pass to Pig. Five-footer got it. 8 points for Natalie Pig. 20-point Kirksville lead. 47-27. 2:25 left to play in the third quarter. Pressure by Kirksville. Miller. Gives it back to Ellison. Ellison across the timeline. As three-pointer put off all off the wing. Bullseye. And that was by Allie Hayden. Hayden, high arching shot. 3 points for Allie Hayden. Here comes Porter to the free throw line. Now Herbst out of a double team. Tata. To Porter. Porter drives the baseline. Kicks it off. In the corner to Herbst for three. No good. Pike with a rebound. Had it knocked out of her hands and stolen away by Hope Ross. Gives it to Hayden. To Alexis Ellison. As Ellison will bring it across the timeline. Ellison inside the free throw line. To Fox on the right wing. Back to Ellison between the two circles. Now Fox. Fox out to Ross on the right side of the circle. Beyond the arc to Ellison in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Miller on the right wing. Ellison on the right wing. Three-pointer by Hayden again. This time, an air ball by Allie Hayden. As into the ball game will come Fortney, Jenna Jackson, and Jada Jackson. Out goes Pike, Tata, and Border. So across the timeline, Jada Jackson takes it to the right wing. Gives it to Jenna Jackson. Jump pass underneath the 40 off the left block. Missed the shot. And Ellison off the rebound. Gets it down to Hope Ross. Puts it off. Glass missed it. Got it back. Tried it again. Got it back again. And the ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by Allie Fox. To Ellison. Ellison right side of the circle. Now Hayden. gives it to Hope Ross out of the key to Ellison. Three-pointer out of the right corner, no good. And Allie Fox comes off the rebound. Fans out to the right wing to Ellison. Ellison takes it to the dotted line, lays up the shot, missed it. Kept the ball alive, picked up by Miller, and hands the ball to Ellison. Fans out in the left corner. As Ellison brings it out between the two circles. Hope Frost will try a three. No good. And the rebound comes off to Herbst. Gives the ball to Pig. And Pig brings it down this sideline and dribbles the ball off her foot. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball with 5 seconds left to play in the third quarter. So Allie Fox will hand the ball to Ellison. And it's Ellison. Will bring it across the timeline. Running 15-footer, no good. And that's into the third quarter with the score. Kirksville 47, Clark County 30. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Ever heard the expression square peg, round hole? That's how some kids choose college. They head off to the Big U because that's what they're told to do. They don't even consider anything else. And it's not till later they wish they took a different path. Why not SEC? Take 2 years to figure out life without the hefty price tag, or ditch the four-year commitment altogether and start your career in half the time. In other words, square peg, square hole. Southeastern Community College. You don't have to go far to go far. Visit sceciowa.edu.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows level off around 22 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 40 tomorrow, clear skies and quiet. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 27. Turning much warmer Thursday and Friday with highs for the mid-50s to the low 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 25.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School. As we start the final 8 minutes of the school's game, Kirksville right now in command. They lead by 17, 47-30. And Kirksville will have the basketball to start the final quarter as Herbst will inbound to Jada Jackson. Jackson in the backcourt will bring it across the timeline to Jenna Jackson on the deep left wing. Ball high above her head. Herbst pops out in the center circle. Herbst gives it to Jada Jackson on the right wing. Now on the right baseline, Jenna Jackson to Or kick, and that would know that was Fortney from the free throw line. Kissed one home. She has two. 49-30. Ellison brings it across the timeline. Gives it to Ross on the right side of the circle. Ross tried to give it back to Ellison. Good off Ellison's knees. Now Pig with the basketball. Jill Fan back out to the left wing to Herbst at the top of the key. Jenna Jackson on the right wing. She'll drive the baseline, dump it off to Pig in the left corner to Jada Jackson for three. No good. And Allie Hayden comes off the rebound. Had the ball punched away. Picks it back up. Now Ellison looks for somebody to throw it to. Back comes Hess. Hess will bring it across the timeline and has the ball punched out of her hands and out of bounds by Fortney. So Delana Hess will inbound for Clark County on the near sideline. So Hess, that's Emma Ross. No, that's Allie Fox. They get it in to Alexis Ellison. Ellison guarded by Natalie Pig. Gives it out to Hayden on the right wing. Inside it goes to Aaron. Bang! Puts it up and got it. Nice move by Aaron. She has two, and it's 49-32. As Jenna Jackson on the left wing beyond the arch. Looks inside. Nobody's there. Jackson now gets it down to Warkink. Warkink kicks it out to Jada Jackson for three. Out of the right corner, no good. And a long rebound comes out to Natalie Pig. Back in the corner to Jackson. Jackson dumps it into Warkink. Reverse layup. Got it. 9 points for Corrine Warkink. Inbounds pass to Delana Hess. Hess will bring it across the timeline to the double team. Looks for somebody to throw it to. It's now Clark County wants a timeout. 6 minutes left to play in the ball game. It's Kirksville 51, Clark County 32. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
6 minutes left to play in the ball game. Clark County with the basketball, trailing 51-62. As Hess on the right wing. Hess gives the ball to Hayden on the right wing beyond the arc. Hayden with the dribble. Kicks it out to Fox on the right wing. Now Fox across the free throw line. Three-pointer on the way. In and out, no good. And loose ball on the ground. Picked up by Jackson. Gives it ahead to Jada Jackson. Stops, pops from Tan. No good. And rebound, Ward King. Gives it out to Herbst and got it from Tan. Jersey Herbst with 4 points. 53-32. Biggest lead of the ballgame for Kirksville as Hayden drives in right against Vorkink. Put up a shot blocked by Vorkink. Vorkink with the rebound gives it to Natalie Pig. Now Jenna Jackson on the left wing. Natalie Pig between the two circles to Jackson on the left wing. That's Jenna. Pig has it in the left corner inside to Vorkink. Kicks it out to Jada Jackson on the right corner. Now Herbst drives in, lost the ball, picked up by Jackson for three, kissed it home. They call it a two. And for Jenna Jackson, that is 10. And it's 56-32. As Hess takes it down to the right corner, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Jenna Jackson. And that's her second. So two fouls on Jenna Jackson, fourth team foul against Kirksville. As now in the ball game will come Mallory Limer. As Alexis Ellison with the basketball takes it to the right wing, gives it to Hayden on the right wing. Fox takes it down the left lane, gives it a Ross, three-pointer on the way, bullseye. Hope Ross with 8 points. With the basketball is Porter. They give it to Herbst. And in the corner it goes to Channing Tata right through the wickets and out of bounds. So Clark County with basketball as Mallory Limer checks in. And I think she might have been the only one to check in. I'll check the numbers as I catch them. Here comes Ellison, gives it to Fox on the left wing. To the right wing, Alexis Ellison for three. And bullseye! It hit the rim about 15 times and goes through. She has 18. As Herbst gives it to Tata for three off the right wing. Bullseye! That's the third three hit by Channing Tata, and it's 59-38. Kirksville with the lead. Now, three-pointer by Aaron Bash. No good out of the right corner, but Ellison gets the rebound on the right wing. Skips to the left wing to Hope Ross. Hope gets it inside, scoops it up. No good. Rebound tipped around, and Mallory Limer with the basketball. She'll get the ball out to Vorkink. Ahead it goes to Porter. Tata off glass. Got it. 11 points for Tata. 61-38, 3 minutes left to play in the game. Alexis Ellison across the timeline. Gives the ball to Fox on the right wing. Fox gives it to Ellison on the left wing for three. Off the glass, no good. And off the rebound, Corinne Vorkink. Vorkink will bring it across the timeline in the left hand. Now Limer, a three-pointer on the way, airballed it. No good, and out with it comes Hope Ross. To Alexis Ellison. Ellison takes it in among the trees and had a block and picked up by Cantata. Now Porter for three. Bullseye. Elliot Porter with 15 points. 64-38. Churchville with a lead. Ellison brings it across the timeline. 2:10 left to play in the ball game. Bash gets it in to Hope Ross. Ross puts it off glass and got it. 10 points for Hope Ross. Now Bristol with a timeout. Or did they just stop the clock to get players? Nope, timeout on the floor. 2:03 left to play in the ball game. It's Kirksville 64, Clark County 40. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty to protect, to serve, to help. They put themselves in harm's way for us. They come to the rescue at times when we need them most. First responders are making enormous personal sacrifices to keep showing up for us and fighting the good fight. Nearly 70% of all firefighters are volunteers. That means when they get injured or quarantined, they may not have a way to pay their rent or keep their family safe and fed. No matter who you are or where you live, when you call 911 and ask for help, first responders show up now. Let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
Back at Clark County High School, Kirksville with the basketball as Tata gives it to Limer. Limer across the top of the key to the right wing. It goes to Herbst. Now Tata for three off the left wing. No good. And Herbst comes out with the rebound. And yeah, the outlet pass is knocked away by Hess. Taken away by Blair Webster. Now Hess on the floor. And are they going to call a foul? Let me see. Nope. Don't think to call a foul. Jump ball, maybe, and it'll stay with Clark. Oh, jump ball, okay. So Miller inbounds to Abby Plinge, and Plinge tried to get it back to Miller, knocked out of bounds by Porter. So Olivia Miller will inbound to Delana Hess. As Hess will have it between the two circles to Miller on the left wing. Miller to the top of the key. Out pops Flynn at the top of the key. Try to get in to the free throw line of Emma Ross. Ross picks it up and threw it out of bounds. So it'll be Kirksville basketball with 1:10 left to play in the ballgame. Hess will check out, and Aaron Bash will check back in. So Porter across the timeline gives it to Limer on the left wing. Out pops Tata between the two circles. They give it to Porter at right wing, little top of the key. Now Tata on the left wing to Porter. Porter out between the two circles as Porter gives it to Limer on the right wing. Limer to Herbst. They swing it to the left wing to Tata. Out pops Fortney between the two circles to Limer on the right wing. Limer gives it to Porter, and Porter dribbles out in the center circle. Back to Tata on the right wing. Tata guarded by Miller to Fortney in the corner. Out to Herbst to the right wing. Herbst gives it back to Tata between the two circles. To Limer on the right wing. Limer looks inside, tries Fortney. Fortney kicks it back out to Porter. Porter back to Fortney. Fortney gives it back to Herbst. Tata between the two circles down to 6 seconds, and Porter's just going to hold the ball and let the clock run out. And that's the end of the ball game with the final score, Kirksville 64, Clark County 40. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Christmas is a wonderful time of year, but it's also a time when time runs short. There are presents to buy, trees to decorate, carols to sing, and children's programs to see. Shopping in our hometown is the best Christmas time saver we know. Shop with a local merchant this year. Cahokia State Bank, member FDIC.
It's Christmas time again.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction,
This winter, take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Wounded Warrior Project provides these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So now it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Join us at findwwp.org.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. Kirksville wins their third game of the year by defeating Clark County 64-40. Take a look at the scoring summary for first four Kirksville. Allie Porter with 15 points. Channing Tata with 11 points. Jersey Herbst with 4. Corian Forkink with 9. Natalie Pig with 8. Jenna Jackson with 10. Megan Pike with 4. And Lauren Fortney with 2 points. For Clark County, Hope Ross with 10 points, Aaron Bash with 2, Delana Hess with 4, Alexis Ellison with 18, and Allie Hayden with 3. Scoring with like this, Kirksville led 15-12 after one quarter. Kirksville outscored Clark County 20-11 in the second quarter. Kirksville led 35-23 at the half. In the third quarter, Kirksville outscored Clark 12-7. Kirksville led 47-30 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, again, the Lady Tigers outscored the Lady Indians 17-10, and Kirksville wins it 64-40. Kirksville improves to 3-1. Clark County evens their record at 3-3. Coming up, it's the boys' turn, Kirksville and Clark County, and I'll be back with that one in about 10 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these fine Clark County sponsors, and they include Annie's Maytag and Appliance in Cahokia, by Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia, C&R Supermarkets in Cahokia, and Edina. The Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, with branches in Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City. Also by the Hometown Journal Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, with branches in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahokia. And by the Media Weekly Newspaper, Cahokia State Bank, Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Wilson Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia, and the People's Bank, Wyoconda, Cahokia, and Canton. We're at 7:14, 25 degrees, our current temperature. After a high today of only 34, a low of 18, you're listening to KMEM Sports. We'll be back with more from Donnie and the boys' game after this.